let yourself relax. And without trying to interfere with the thoughts in your mind or the perceptions of the outside world, just let yourself be awake and relaxed, experiencing them with interest, with objectivity, with compassion, with care, with interest. Evoking that non-judgmental quality in yourself. And having that quality directed toward all of your inner and outer experience. And let your body and mind relax in that environment, in that friendly environment. As you relax, I'd like you to let yourself focus on your own presence, the nature of your own being, the being that you may identify with as being yourself in the form of this body. But I want you to try to differentiate the perception of the body through the sense of touch, all of the kinesthetic sensations you have of your physical body, given to you through the sense of touch. See if you can differentiate that perception from your sense of self. Not as though you'll experience two separate things. It's just simply a change of focus from the contours of the body to the substance of your being. Your sense of I, the conscious being that you are, where the focus is shifting toward the conscious being that makes you you, shifting toward that, rather than focusing outward toward the perception of the physical body or the sounds in the environment. Perception of the physical body, any thoughts going through the mind, and the breath, going in and out, all of these perceptions can continue to be there without any problem. The sounds outside also, allow them to be there as they are. Allowing them to be, shift the focus simply to your own being, conscious being. That pervades the body as well as the sounds outside. But even that is not the point. Just let your mind and relax. The shift of focus being your own presence, your own being. The simplicity of being, which is you. Let the mind and the body relax. Relax into that simplicity of being. Which changelessly abides. As the sounds occur or sensations in the body draw your attention, or thoughts or feelings or emotions in the mind flicker by, those sensations don't cover and are not away from your own stable presence. Let the mind appreciate the nature of you, the conscious being that you are, whose nature is unique only to it. We use words that are only pointing to that nature which is you. But it's you. That is the content, the truth of those words that are pointing to you. If you were to use pointing words which point, you might say, I am whole, silent, complete. Stable. Joyous. changeless. Pure being. Ananda. Asanga. Unattached. Unattached in the sense of changeless, of being the changeless being. The clay is unattached to the pot because it's the truth of the pot. The pot can't hurt it. I'm unattached to the mind and body. Because the mind and the body can't change me, modify me. So as you let yourself continue to relax, just let the mind appreciate the changeless being that I am. Let it relax. In the presence of myself, which is so benign by nature, so accepting, absolutely non-judgmental. Completely safe. And